Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 10th of July of the year 2020, and happy birthday today to the city of Dublin, which was founded on this day in 988 on the banks of the River Liffey. Despite popular misconception, there is only one Dublin, so it should have perhaps been called Singlin.
Unbelievable.
And happy birthday today to Mr. Electric himself, Nikola Tesla, famous for once electrocuting a whole elephant in public. On this day in history, Lady Godiva rode naked on horseback through Coventry, according to legend, to force her husband, the Earl of Mercia, to lower taxes. I mean, it's an underutilized form of peaceful protest, but we should not dismiss it. Your guest today on the podcast knows all about riding naked on horseback through Coventry. Welcome back to the show, famous celebrity self-help guru and dick deflector, Tiff Stevenson. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. I've got rings on my fingers and rings on my toes, or bells on my toes and rings on my fingers. I can't remember if that's how the rhyme goes. Riding
either
through
way,
Coventry.
It feels either maybe very hippie-ish or potentially very annoying.
I think a bit of both, but also naked.
Also naked. Speaking of naked and annoying, coming up today, our top story is a feminist guide to the US election. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, the glitch in the space-time continuum that has been coming through our Last Post inbox has achieved sentience and is demanding a 5-day work week. So for our brand new listeners in the other dimension, you'll only be getting weekdays and a weekend roundup from here. Are you pro a 5-day work week, Tiff?
I'm obviously pro a 5-day work week. Listen, I'm pro a 3-day work week and and 6 days. I'm pro a 9-day week. That's what I'm pro. I'm pro stretching out the working week, but also making it shorter at the same time. 6 days of rest, 3 days of work. That's how I think it should work. So, you know, I back these calls for fairness in the glitch in the space-time continuum. I mean, equal rights for glitches.
Well, some people are saying that the space-time glitch is moving too fast in its demands for recognition and, you know, proper work regulations. But, of course, it is a glitch in the space-time continuum, so it moves as fast as it wants. For all we know, it's been thinking about it for 1,000 years, subjectively speaking.
Yeah, exactly. And it could only be reaching us now. It could be light years ahead. So
literally. And in light of the lightening of lockdown in London, Picts in Essex are demanding to return to their ancestral home under London after a number of the Pret-a-Manger and Anne Summers stores that gentrified them out of their prime real estate have gone out of business, leaving the abandoned under London streets empty and with rent able to once more be paid in the luminescent mushrooms and ancient Roman coins that were the Picts' traditional under London currency. Mayor of London Sadiq Khan says he welcomes the return of the Picts and believes they will contribute to the rich tapestry of blah, 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 you know how mayors talk. Some right-wingers are outraged at this move, but even they don't quite know what they're outraged about at this point. And that's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. On the evening of Sunday, the 26th of August, 1928, Mrs. Donahue went to the Wellmeadow Cafe with a friend. She ordered an ice cream float made with Stevenson's ginger beer and ice cream, which she then drank. When her friend poured some more of the ginger beer into a cup, though, the remains of a partially decomposed snail plopped out into the glass. The subsequent case of Donahue against Stevenson laid the foundations of the modern law of negligence in English tort law and Scottish delict law, establishing general principles of the duty of care. Donahue and Stevenson is a landmark case known by students of the law worldwide, and yet poor Mrs. Donahue's mental distress and subsequent gastroenteritis could have been prevented had she chosen to refresh herself instead with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, the safer choice.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, Tiff Stevenson, you are bringing us all the latest on the US election from a feminist perspective. What's happening in the world of the US election? Chicks edition.
Chicks edition. Feminist guide to the US election. Well, let's just say, let's look at the landscape politically overall, firstly. And look, it's all about repeating things three times. Boris is build, build, build. Donald is cases, cases, cases. And I'm Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I think if you say it enough, it will happen. If you say it in front of a mirror, it will appear behind you. So I think Donald is looking in the mirror saying cases and coronaviruses are appearing in the mirror. So in America, obviously, the election's coming up in November. And the question from a feminist perspective, I suppose, is which potential harasser would you like to run the country? I say potential because, you know, believe men. Do you want someone who's had 20 accusations or one? Imagine if there'd been a woman in the race still at this point. And I say this about comedy all the time, like hire more female comedians. I just think hire more women everywhere, not as positive discrimination, but statistically they're just less likely to be sex offenders. I think you're on safer ground. It doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't matter if it's in to run a country, if it's to be on a TV channel, to run a network. Just statistically, I mean, you're safer.
This is the central question, Tiff Stevenson, and maybe this is something more for my other podcast, Tea with Alice, but I wonder how much of that is a matter of women not having enough power, and if women have power, whether they'll behave as badly as men, or is testosterone just toxic?
Well, I mean, let's find out. We're never going to know until we give women all the positions of power. Let's give them 90% of the power like the men have at the moment and see what happens.
Or we could do what I've always suggested, which is any men going into a position of power have to submit to a chemical castration for the period of their office.
Oh, amazing. How would they get it? Like, oh, chemical castration. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, why
okay.
not? Give it a shot.
Yeah, I mean, Boris is distracted by knocking out babies left, right and centre. So that's probably a good idea. He has 6, possibly 7. I think his Wikipedia says maybe. Maybe 7. So we've got Biden, we've got Trump. Also, Kanye has thrown his hat into the ring, one from his own fashion range.
Is that his Trump hat?
His Trump hat. His Make America Great Again hat has been thrown firmly into the ring. And let's be honest, look, Kanye West and Donald Trump have a lot in common. You know, they're both egomaniacs, both had businesses that lost millions, and neither of them are white. So they've got a lot in common. And I think Kanye West is actually an anagram for Democrat vote splitter. I think people are thinking at this point that Kanye is very much a distraction and a problem, which has led people to question, is he actually supporting Trump? And it was recently revealed that as part of the stimulus plan, Kanye had been given £3 million for his business. So we have to sort of question what the incentive is for running at this point when there's about 4 or 5 states where he can't even get on the ballot. It's too late. So I sort of get it. Like, Kanye is just cunk on Britain, but for America.
I mean, to ask why Kanye West does anything, I feel, is a fruitless enterprise. In order to get into the mind of a Kanye, one must be a Kanye. This is where you wheel out Kanye in a Hannibal Lecter suit.
It's true. Kanye once described himself as the new Warhol. And I was like, I think we misheard him slightly there. He's definitely a type of hole. I don't know about the new Warhol. I mean, I think there's a real chance for election suppression. So with coronavirus, you know, if there's a second wave in autumn, are people going to have to do postal votes? You know, and there's even the possibility that winning the popular vote still doesn't mean winning, because Hillary won the popular vote. But obviously, because of the Electoral College in America, that doesn't necessarily mean that you get to win the presidency. Or, you know, Trump could lose and just refuse to leave. I think we need to find out. I've been talking about this recently. We need to find out if he's had any kind of plastic surgery done. Because what I will say is that any male president or prime minister that has had cosmetic surgery is not leaving office democratically. Think about it. Gaddafi, Putin, Berlusconi, like, they're not leaving.
That's a man who believes that reality is his to shape.
Exactly.
I think we should go back to the old ways and just line up all the candidates and release a falcon, and whichever one the falcon tries to claw the eyes out of, that's your ruler now.
Oh, that's an amazing, yeah. I mean, will we still have women in the race as well? They've got to risk
sure.
it in their eyes.
Falcons, yeah. Women can have their eyes clawed out by falcons as much as men
yeah.
can.
Equality for falcon for falcon clawing. So I don't know. You know, obviously I have my hopes of what will happen, but we'll have to see, I guess. We'll have to see come November.
Fingers crossed and legs crossed if we have to do the Lysistrata thing again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, ancient Greek punchlines. Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. That's something without a G, because we mislaid it somewhere. Somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and whoever the f*** else is there. That's you today, Tiff. You're the f*** else.
Oh, I'm the f*** else. Oh, that's so cute.
I'm a bit behind in my last post listening and just heard Aditi Mittal say that she has a meltdown on social media every day at 4 o'clock. Since the internet is global, I'm not sure what that means to me, which prompted me to write this really stupid letter to the editor. Is she in India or London or maybe in Los Angeles with Tiff Stevenson? I can't be bothered to go back and listen again for clues in the episode. Thanks sincerely for all of the Dancy Lagarde synopses. Mike. And he's written UTC plus 7 hours. So that's the time zone that he is in. That's a really stupid letter, Mike. If you knew anything about Aditi Mittal, you would know that as a multi-billion dollar heiress and dilettante, she lives in a zeppelin above the earth. So she's constantly rotating through different time zones. Time means nothing to her. Money means nothing to her. Your life means nothing to her if you have less than $2.5 billion. I think that's a stupid letter and you should probably print it out and eat it, Mike. Thank you for writing in, by the way. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day, or go to the feed to see all the old versions stretching back in time. You can listen to them. They'll make these ones make more sense. Your guest today on the podcast was the inimitable Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
Sure. Go find my YouTube channel. I'm putting stuff up on it. I've joined TikTok, so you can find me on there. I put up videos of things. I don't really understand it. But if you want to see someone confused in middle age on a young person's social media platform, come and find me there, Tiff Stevenson Comic. I'm also doing the Next Up Comedy Festival on July the 18th, so you can see me do a show at that.
I will wake up early and watch you on July the 18th doing the Next Up Comedy Festival. I will also be doing the Next Up Comedy Festival on July the 23rd. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. I do 3 shows a week on Instagram Live and I have excellent guests. Or you can commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.